course, I'm excited. I'm quite humbled by the orders that we are given.
And what exactly were you looking for when you went to court with this?
Two things. First, to have the gender mark removed. Whatever gender mark, whether F or M, I didn't want an F to be put. I just wanted the gender mark to be removed. You know, one of the details that should be in the certificate, none of it should be the gender mark. I wanted the name Andrew to be removed. It was removed.
You're Audrey.
No, I have been Audrey for a couple of years.
But yeah. To identify yourself as female right now.
I don't identify as female. I know I'm a female.
Okay. Do you have a problem with the certificate saying female then?
Okay. For me, and it's not just for me. It's for other people who don't want issues of genders to be put in certificates. I don't want, when I go to an interview, people to view me as a male or female. I want people to employ me because I can do this or that.
Did you have a problem before going for job interviews as a male or a female?
Of course. You get into an interview and they're like, hey, madam, these are not your certificates. And I'm like, oh, how did you know they are not my certificates? These are my certificates. And they're like, no. They read Andrew Mbogwa. You can't be Andrew Mbogwa. And I'm like, that is a private affair. You shouldn't be asking about it. I wish I could share it with you. And they're like, no, you have to share.
So you were forced to share something that you felt was very personal to you.
Exactly. And that was the problem. Yeah. And then after they came to know about all that, they're like, you know, that's a fake story. You're using somebody's certificate. You can have you arrested. And I'm like, I wish I could convince you.
So other than the job issue, did you ever have any other major problems? For example, what led you to changing your whole name? Like you said, even the name you use locally on the streets and with your friends and with your family, what led you to changing your name to that point?
I never by the way identified as Andrew. And the worst part was when I was growing up, I was never referred to as Andrew.
Oh, but this is by your parents?
Yeah, I was referred to as D or Eddie.
Is there a reason why, or it was?
I don't know. I think it's a nickname, but I never knew where that name Eddie or D came from. So even when I was a child, I never identified with the name Andrew. So when I became an adult, I was like, you know what? I now have the prerogative to change my name, which I did. A name that matches my gender identity.
Did you do it in consultation with your parents, or did you have to get permission from anybody to do this?
No. You see, for me, I'm an adult. Very same. Yes, I have a gender identity disorder, which is classified as a mental illness. Yeah, it's like malaria.
How was it growing up when, like you're saying, as a young child and you already had this disorder or identity crisis going on within you? How was it growing up like that?
It's chaos. It's like being thrust in the middle of a tornado. Because you try to fit in the society, to fit in the gender that you are being raised up as. At times, it becomes so frustrating. You like giving up on life, you feel like, you know, hanging yourself. If you're strong, you're able to get support from the people around you. So it was tough.